Well, good morning, Dumpsters. Jack Donovan along with you. Of course, we have with us in the studio with after a fine program this morning. You get a heck of a lot of phone calls on that show, I tell you.
Boy, I'm telling you. And we get good stuff, Jack. It's great fun.
Yeah, Brent Curtis with us. We're waiting for the head dumpster. He's somewhere up in the coop this morning. Not quite sure where he is at this particular point, but we did hear from him earlier this morning. He said, I'll be calling in very shortly, so... So that's what we're doing at this point. I guess we got a nice day shaping up for us, huh?
Looks like two in a row. This may be the choice of the weekend, Jack. It's beautiful out there. I'll tell you what, you know, we got Chicken Coop Productions coming in. Ever since Ken got into that, you know, kind of hide away and stay away sort of thing, he developed the chicken coop up at the farm, and it's now become quite a studio. He's got the hens in there clucking away, and by golly, it's fun to talk to him up there in the chicken coop. Chicken Coop Productions. You know, that's how we like it here at DEV. Simple, straightforward. And so we'll be on here today with a mix of music and frivolity, jocularity. We'll have it all today.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, where were you? You're always late for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, dear.
Well, I think that's the problem with up here.
All right, if you got your radio in the background, you might want to turn it down a little bit.
I'm trying to.
Oh,
there's all this technical stuff here. Difficult to operate this thing. There, I've got it turned down.
Thank you for covering for me, Brian.
Yes.
Well, the big poem of the year that was up for the
you're going to start
music
with a poem?
Go to the Dump by Poetry Award has been knocked out. We've got a new one that's come in, and I'll be reading it to you live from the coop this morning.
Poetry. We are highbrow. We've gone highbrow.
This is a beauty. Yeah.
Is this new or is it something older you just happened to find?
No. But Bill Cartwright was the old guy, right? Remember him?
Yeah. I do not, no.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear the new one.
Okay.
Well, I'm pretty excited about it. Except, unfortunately, I seem to put it... Oh, here we are.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. There's so much stuff here in this, and I mean stuff in this coop that I lose track of.
You're all cooped up over there.
All cooped up, yeah. Well, and of course, this is the big Mother's Day show today.
Ken.
What?
Mother's Day is not until next week.
Jack, Mother's Day is... This is when the first stock car race at Thunder Road always was, and that was on Mother's Day.
Well, Mother's Day is May 10th.
The 12 ladies that came got a lily. Don't you remember that?
12 ladies a game?
I can't believe how forgetful you are.
Oh,
anyway, we're not going to forget Mother's Day, and we'll have great Mother's Day.
So you're
going to
play Mother's Day music today?
Well, of course.
We could play
Mother's Day, isn't it?
No,
well,
Mother's...
I'm not going to ask you. I'll just insist on we treat it properly.
You know, we miss some of the minor holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, but we're going to jump right on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Well, we have to. We have to because we love our mothers.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
amen.
We do. And that's important.
Yes, it is.
Don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and that's another. And then, bum, 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 bum.
Oh,
bum,
no.
Bum, bum,
no.
Bum.
No, that's not appropriate. No.
Well, it is because it's a beautiful spring day. And we need that kind of happy, fun, gaiety music in the program. And we're going to play that for our own composer that has provided so much great music and melody to this program. Then let's see, what else do we have today? Oh, I've got some suggestions for Mother. Where are they here? For the laundry, yeah. You know, that's what's good about WDEV. We just don't do programs and play records, but we try to come up with things that are helpful around the house.
We're not quite sure what we do half the time here,
From the basketball court to the...
A political statement this morning. I seldom do this, and so you know that it's serious when I think I have to step forward and raise my voice and assist in the crises of the day nationally and internationally at this point. So you see, that's quite an layout here for the next hour.
This is big. This is a big day.
Okay. Yeah, Mother's Day, and you're going to help, aren't you? Both of you.
Yes, we are.
So what happened?
Mostly
to
Jack.
Farmer Dave. See, I've fallen off the.
Well, no, but you know he's got chores to do, so he may drop in at any time.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now that he's found his way to the studio, which I'm very glad
about.
All right.
I think we're just proceeding now to the opening theme, and this is the grand old theme. No theme fits like this.
You want your theme song first now? I thought you wanted
the one that we had 50 years ago, right?
Oh,
you got it there.
Yeah.
And it is timely. And it's making a retrieve into the world of popularity.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay.
Throw away your pop, romping through the swamp, romping through the swamp in the month of May. Wading through the slimy ooze, you can drive away your poop, romping through the swamp. Your troubles fly, smelling like a sty, frolicking with the water, snakes and newts, where it's always warm and muggy, also spidery and buggy, romping through the swamp. Toking on your womp, lying in the swamp, looking at the ways blaze haze can raise. You can be a muddy satyr wrestling with an alligator, romping through the swamp. You can spend your time covered up with slime, saying I love you to the rock and goo, lurching through the quagmire, head aflame with swamp fire, romping through the swamp.
Hello.
Hello.
Music to go to the dump by, folks. Yeah. Once again, originating on WDEV. Now, we want to pass out first today.
Pass out?
A special award to the folks over at L.L. Bean.
Okay.
Did you see they're manufacturing this coronavirus defense, and they're transitioning themselves from all the good stuff that you buy for winter and the famous red and black shirts and so forth, to medical gear production. And they're serious about it. Started about, well, several weeks ago. And there was a call from, what was it called, Maine Health? This is in Maine.
Yep, right. Okay.
And it's just one of the numerous manufacturers throughout New England who are taking the extra step to help in this terrible dilemma that we are faced with. We'll have further thoughts on that in the course of today's program. We won't belabor the point. All right, I think we're just about ready to... Okay, do we have some great Mother's Day music ready to serenade the dumpsters with?
I'm not quite sure whether you would use that terminology.
Well, I think I would, yes, because I think it's so appreciated.
What has happened today?
I mean, it's next week. I know that. Well, he has a problem with
what
time.
Do you mean?
Well, my thought is that we got the introduction in, we got the commercials in, and we got a piece of music, and we're only 10 minutes into the what happened?
Well, if you'd be quiet, please, Bada Bing.
Sorry, sir.
We could launch into song.
Yeah, okay.
The kind of songs that are made for moms.
Indeed.
On this day. Yes. Hit it.
Sharks gotta swim, and bats gotta fly. I gotta love one woman till I die. To Ed or Dick or Bob, She may be just a slob, but to me, well, she's my girl. In winter, the bedroom is one large ice cube, and she squeezes the toothpaste from the middle of the tube. Her hair's in the sink have driven me to drink, but she's my girl. She's my girl. She's my girl. And I love her. The girl that I lament for, the girl my money's spent for, the girl my back is bent for, the girl I owe the rent for, the girl I gave up Lent for, is the girl that heaven meant for me. So though for breakfast she makes coffee that tastes like shampoo, I come home for dinner and get peanut butter stew. Or if I'm in luck, it's broiled hockey puck. But oh well, what the hell, she's my girl, and I love her.
That's not exactly what I would call a love note of it.
Lovely.
Peanut butter stew.
Yeah, and right from the chicken coop here on WDEV, where we're now broadcasting from, you know, we all had to move out of the studios of Radio Vermont and find our own way in this tragic time that we're faced with. And so here we are. It's a great alternative, and it's given us an opportunity to look at the world in a different manner. Yes. Now what are we supposed to do next?
You had a spring song of some sort you wanted to play here.
Well, I think I want to save it.
Of course, you always
have. Yeah, I mean, that's a big song. And
that's a big song, so it needs a big introduction.
That the magical, marvelous, musical mystery lady has been notified that it's going to be on the air because it's one of her. And of course, everybody that knows this fella's work has always thought that this was the ultimate in his.
So that was a little tease, is what you're saying.
And then, the other thing that we were going to touch on this morning was helping mom. And
helping
I have
mom,
this, it's a rather dog-eared and yellowed old magazine. Good what? I can't read it. Here are some suggestions, if you care to, ladies. Make these notes. They'll be helpful in the future, yes. For instance, hold on, I can't, okay, an old pair of curling irons. They make an excellent gripper to use in dyeing garments. So for all of you ladies that dye your garments to be different colors, perhaps for the season, as we come out of mud season and lurch in towards summer, huh? What a good suggestion. Pair of curling irons make an excellent gripper for dyeing your garments.
Okay.
Isn't that a cute one,
that's
Jack?
That's a cute one. That's a beauty.
I have more of those.
Oh, do you? I'm sure you do.
You've got a million of them.
Yeah, no, not a million, but strong suggestions to assist. All right, let's see.
So kind of a weekly basis here, we're now getting these coronavirus songs. You know, last week we heard from John Gale.
Oh, that's true. Yes,
last week we heard from John Gale more, and then week before, Dex had one for us.
Yeah, timely, yeah.
A couple of fellas apparently dropped us off, and there's no indication as to who it is.
Well, you know, that's dangerous.
I know. I listened to it. It's not bad.
Chef
sounds
surprise.
Like a couple
Remember
of fellas.
How we got in trouble with
the brown paper bag syndrome.
I'm at home
yeah.
getting hammered. She's out getting nailed down.
Yes, I do remember that one, yeah.
That we should not have played that
yeah.
one. You're sure this
right.
is going to be all right?
Well, I think it's okay. I listened to it very quickly, but it, you know.
Hey,
well,
fellas, what do we got to lose?
Yeah, I know. After,
well,
after what we just heard, what do we got to lose?
Yeah. Shoo. Right. Peanut right. butter stew. Let's. Yeah.
All right.
So
gathered around something, a couple of guitars and a couple of guys, I guess is what it sounds like.
All right. Then,
no idea who it is.
Well, but it's music.
It's timely.
It fits
it's timely.
The timely part of the program, the timely, right. Hello?
All
righty. And frequency, too. Yes.
Oh, okay, go ahead. All right.
Corona, why don't you let me be? Corona, Corona, you make me cough and sneeze. You really got me going, you knocked me to my knees. Corona, Corona, it's an emergency. Corona, Corona, let's call the CDC. And if that don't do it, give me some CBD. Corona, Corona, you're always in the news. Corona, Corona, can't even take a cruise. Squeezing my Charmin just to sing in the blues. Corona, Corona, somebody sneezed on me. Corona, Corona, need to buy more TP. Don't even shake my hand, just stay away from me. Corona, Corona, we just don't want you here. Corona, Corona, all your fears. You're just a bad old virus and not a Mexican beer. Yodelady, yodelady. What do you think about that?
Oh my! Yeah, I don't know what they said at the end there, but
wow!
Yeah,
is that fat crowd from up in Montgomery Center?
I don't know. I mean, there's no.
That's great.
Well, it's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not
Corona,
bad.
Corona, Corona.
I thought it was kind of cute. Yeah.
Bada bing,
sir.
Okay, about to sing when we have talent like that.
I understand.
Immediately, right outside the door here at the Chicken Coop and at WDEV. Radio Free Vermont, down there on Stowe Street. Is there anybody? Oh yeah, Jack's in there today. Well, we have to give.
Glad up you one. Noticed. Yeah. What?
Well, you know, we have to give up. Well, two, because the gentleman that is presides over the free program.
Trading Post.
Trading Post. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a free gift of WDEV and the sponsors and so forth.
Boy, we had a good one this morning too.
Yeah. Well, and I heard a bit of it, but I was checking my poetry here and getting myself ready for the big hour.
How about a 37 Dodge pickup truck?
Really?
Yes, sir.
Who had that?
Color maroon from East Barnard, Vermont.
Yeah.
Our neighbor Joan.
Joan.
Yep.
What year?
Not 37 Dodge pickup. She called it sweet.
Well,
I know.
That sounds like a sell job.
No, it sounds to me like we've got a cherry right there, buddy. $9,500.
That's probably a pretty good price.
See, I'm
it's
telling
you. 37?
37. Maroon.
Maroon?
Yes.
Oh, my heart.
Said they'd already been out for a spring drive in it.
Oh, and that was when they got the divorce.
Yeah. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Okay. Well, thank you. Were there any other interesting items that the dumpsters might be good suggestions for?
How about an accordion? Also referred to as a button organ.
The squeeze box, yeah.
The squeeze box, yes.
Right. Oh, my
goodness. And at the same time, the same gentleman, we went from accordion to a honey wagon. It's a portable tank to empty your
Well, I know
gray.
What a honey wagon
okay,
is.
Okay, all right.
For pity's sake, everyone knows that.
So
you don't have to, you know, belabor
just
that.
To help. Right? I just wanted to helpful. But that was a great morning. It was a
How
great
much
morning.
How much did you want for the honey wagon?
$200.
How big is it?
35 gallons. But you can tow it. Hold it. You can tow it.
Hold it.
Behind your 37 Dodge pickup.
Oh, right. And you can pull into the big party at the neighbors.
Yes.
Really stink up the show.
Yeah. Oops.
Okay. Now, what else do we have? No, I've got to move on.
Okay.
Music and mother is the moment of the day.
It is. Yeah. It's lovely, too.
Hey, we haven't had a trip to the Horn Lake Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church.
Oh, God. Well, there's a song about mother.
Well, it's
that everyone can identify
well,
with.
Well, it's a family kind of thing. Mother's involved with
great
that.
Great call,
involved,
Jack.
Right. And, yeah. And mother got it right.
Yeah.
Now, pay attention to the lyrics here because they're sensational. Boy, this has been one of the big numbers on this program for 24 years, something like that, right?
Right. Here we go.
And on a spring day, here we go.
It was a hot Sunday morning, the middle of July. The choir was singing.
about to sweep by and by. And everybody was a swaying, sweating in the heat. We all bowed our heads down as the preacher took his seat. My sister and my brother stood next to my mother in the quiet at the close of the verse. And that's when Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church. My sister rolled her eyes back. My brother bit his lip. My cousin just behind us whispered, "Hey, who let it rip?" I stuck my face in my shirt sleeve. I stared down at my shoes. Lord, you could hear a pin drop as we stood there in the pew. Heads were a-turning, eyes were a-burning. Mama stuck her nose in her purse after Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church. He cut the big one. It was a stinker. Then he broke the silence with a snicker. And us kids started laughing till we thought we was all gonna burst. After Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church. He said the devil made me do it. Mama said it was the liverwurst. That's why Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church.
Music to live by.
Oh, boy.
And music to go to the dump by on WDEV.
Yeah,
tell all your friends, and as long as they're not foreigners. We got an awful problem. They all keep running up here when they get in trouble.
Yeah.
One way and another. And I'm going to elucidate on that a little later in the program.
Boy, you're
going
to do everything a little later in the program. How long do you expect this program to go this morning?
Well, as long as it's necessary.
Well, you know, I have a program that follows this as well, you know.
Well, I understand.
I'd like to get
that
off in a little bit.
We're trying to help the audience by making it shorter. I beg your pardon.
Ouch.
Wow.
I'm burn.
That is yeah. just.
That was not called for.
But could we have one more song and then we'll sing into a.
Hard commercial. To make up for that.
I'd like to. We kind of saluted him last week because he came on for the first show of the new season.
Yes.
Did you hear any of it last week? He got a ton of phone calls. I think everybody is just waiting to get out into the garden and do their thing, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And this is such a great song.
It's Pete.
And it's been a favorite around here for, what, 30, 40, 50 years?
Well, I don't think that long. But
well,
quite
that's how long you've been here, for God's sake. Yeah. All
that's
right,
scary.
Let's play one for the, what's the gardener's name?
Peter Burke.
And he's on at 12:30?
12:30 today.
Yep. WDEV, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The friendly pioneer voice of Northern New England. What's it going to be, 93 years? No, it's not that
much. 1931, so take it from
1931.
There.
1931, we'll figure it out from there yourself. Yeah. All right, good. All right.
For all the gardeners out there.
Yeah, for all the gardeners.
We're 90. Hectic first day, but earning my nurse.
What's that?
I don't know. Something in the background, I guess.
What was that?
There ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you ripe when you don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a bit. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Well, you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy.
eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
This life I lead, well, I'd feed Johnny tomato seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Another incredible selection.
It is, and it certainly fits Saturday morning on WDEV.
Mm-hmm.
And now for the ladies listening, let me give you a little assistance to store carrots.
Uh-oh.
Or for that matter, turnips.
Hmm.
You ready?
Ready.
Got to read my writing here. Cut the tops fairly close, then dip both ends in paraffin.
Or
paraffin.
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 All right. It want to be that way. And then place in a lard can, putting the lid on tightly, and that will keep them nicely fresh and tender.
Wow.
Isn't that brilliant?
I think we probably ought to leave that to the garden guy.
What do you mean? I'm trying to help out with music to go to the dump by to assist him.
Oh, by a
you
by
know,
offering
Joel Nashman's the only help he gets.
No,
so the least we can do is what's his name?
His name is Peter. Peter Burke.
Oh, Peter. Yes.
Peter
yes,
Burke.
Steve.
This
yes.
is
he
a
was
support.
Here all last year and was terrific. But we've always had good gardeners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're just offering support right now.
That's
support.
Exactly what we do around here.
Yes, sir.
That's what the Trading Post is about.
Yes.
That's what Music to Go to the Dump By is about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the news department is about. And by God, that's 24 hours a day now, you know.
News, news, news.
News, news, news. Don't snooze.
No snooze for
all right, let's move along now. Where are we going next?
We're going to have a little song called In the Coop.
In the Coop?
In the
yeah,
Coop.
Oh, that's my song.
That's your song.
Yes,
I don't know whether...
I nearly forgot.
Whether they wrote it for... Whether he wrote it for you or what. Milo is back with us this morning.
Yeah, and Milo is such a good farmer and such a good person. Norwegian, you know.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people from over in that part of the world moved to Vermont because it reminds them so...
Okay.
...of the old country. You know, the rocks and the mountains that are not... Well, they're mountains, of course. They certainly are, these green mountains. But they're not those craggly, straggly things they've got out there in the Rockies. I mean real mountains. Mm. I digress. I beg your pardon.
That's fine.
Hit it.
Sings a song and then I get out of bed. I go out to the outhouse, comb the hairs on my head, put on my overalls and then go out to the shed. I fill a pail of oats so that the horse will get fed. Then we have some fun 'cause we go out to the coop and gather up the eggs singing boo boo be doo. The eggs are big or little, some are white, some are brown. Some are shaped like ovals, yeah, and some they are round. I lift up all the hens so that the eggs will be found. We load them in the truck and then we sell them in town. But before I finish, let me tell you the part about the little shed where this episode starts. In the coop, we keep the chickens in the coop. Go like the dickens in the coop. It's finger licking. We gather up the eggs and then go back inside now. In the coop, we keep the chickens in the coop. go like the Deacons in the coop. It's finger licking. We gather up the eggs and then go that inside now. I'm out of breath. Schwing down. Sound like Myron Florin. Wow. When is it my turn? Come on. Here we go. You got to be careful when you go in the coop. You're face down in the dirt if you trip on the stoop. If you keep your mouth open, that's the worst of all crimes. My brother dropped his gum and thought he found it three times. And watch it when the rooster takes a peck at your legs. When you're out of gathering eggs. I catch my breath here. If you know how. Whee! Yeah! Always remember Milo's advice for chickens. Don't break a shell or you'll catch heck. Please watch your step. Don't be a schlep when you're in the coop.
Big finish.
Wow.
Bringing back the classics, that's part of what WDEV does, and that reminds us, of course, of what happens in the afternoon.
With today. Greg Hooker.
Well, yeah, Monday through Friday with Hooker. He's great. Have you been listening to him?
Yes.
He really plays good stuff.
Well,
not exactly on the level of music to go to the dump by, but it's okay.
This morning has been a musical extravaganza.
Well, that's what it is every week, you silly goose.
My word.
All right, now we were going to move on, weren't we?
It's your show, so tell us where you want to go. Where do you want to take us, this ship?
I thought that we'd do the number that always warms the heart of the magical, marvelous musical mystery lady of WDEV. Are you paying attention? Are you listening to
I'm awake.
Yes, we're both awake.
Farmer Dave is here. He's awake.
And Farmer Dave, oh, my goodness.
I'm barely awake.
Why didn't somebody tell me? We could have had some interesting comments from him here, too.
Well, we still have time.
Okay. So I want to think where I want to go. Yeah, I want to do this next. This is an annual festival of music, and it's international in its flavor. Mm. And this particular song was the basis of a great motion picture, one of the great pictures of all time. Yes. A fellow named Brooks. You know Brooks?
Mel Brooks, yes.
Yep. You're not supposed to answer.
I thought you were asking a question.
Rhetorical.
No, well, of course not. It's in the script, and you're screwing it up. All right.
I never can do anything right, can I?
Here we go.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, do you want to hear the music? Is that what you're saying?
Germany was having trouble. What a sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he? Where could that man be? We looked around, and then we found the man. And France.
was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
It's so profound and important right now, because we did live through that springtime, didn't we? Now made it all the way through, and by gosh, that guy Mel Brooks put together that great motion picture, and well, you know the rest of the story. If we can get through springtime for Hitler in Germany, my gosh, I think we can. I hope we, I pray we all do, that we can get through this conundrum we're in now. What a mess, huh? Just awful. Well, and that leads me to my editorial content for today. I think I've discovered where the president has trouble.
I thought we weren't going here with the president.
We're not.
Okay.
We're going to move to higher ground.
All right, good.
And higher ground's good. The point being that I have finally discovered what it is that frightens the president.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the military. He's so nervous about the military doing what they do so often. You remember old Georgie, don't you? King George that scrambled around and got the eggs so fouled up that they lost what became the United States of America. You recall that?
Mm-hmm.
No, I know you don't. All right, well, let me give you... But that historical happens over and over again, and the big leaders have trouble, and they can't do what they think they need necessary, and so on, and it leads to awful disasters, of which we're having one right now. Yes, we are. I can't recall the numbers, and I don't want to, because it's such a sadness. However, we'll get through it. We all know it. Thank goodness we've got Phil Scott up here in Vermont. Jeez, don't let him go. Don't let him go to Washington and get contaminated. He's done a really Methodist job so far of keeping us on the straight and narrow. Well, I didn't mean to editorialize, but I did mean to. I thought that was an important message to get across. Yeah, it's happened before, as we just heard in song. We know how that ended in our success, and we're going to do the same, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, I'll get it through this together. That's the current phrase now. So.
Yeah. And
we always have Farmer Dave, though, to get us out of any kind of situation, don't you think?
Well, is he there?
Oh,
did
he's
he show
here.
Up today?
Oh, he's here. Yep.
Once in a while, he's in the studio, and I'm here in the coop. Figures, doesn't it?
You're a brave man, Ken Squire. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, now, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, first off, I was running a little late this morning. I woke up in time, but then I got over back in my recliner, and next thing I know, it's like, whoa, 9:15.
So oh, my God.
I go up to the barn and get my chores done, and I take a quick shower because, well, coming from the barn down to the studio sometimes can be real pleasant for anybody else in the studio.
Some people find that aromatic, you know, and it's the flavor of Vermont that's unique and sensational, and too many people come up here and don't understand about things like that. Your point, sir.
Well, I don't think I smell too bad, but I get out of my car down here, and there's a lot of folks down around, but nobody'd come within 6 feet of me, Ken. I don't know what the heck that's about.
Okay, well,
seems to be going on everywhere.
Move on. Yeah.
I gotta give a shout out. Two shout outs today. One is to my older brother Norman. He had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Norm. And the other is to our friends over in Sweden. Yes, must be this. What's that? Streaming? Is that what they call it? I don't know. I ain't up on all this new technology. But you remember a couple of weeks ago, I was going to do some social distancing by means of what I called aromatherapy.
Yes.
Better known as spreading cow manure.
Yes, right.
Well, the Swedes have taken it one step further.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, they had some issue with people congregating in a park over there, so they went over and they spread 2 tons of chicken manure.
Yeah.
Now,
and?
Well, that's up in your game, Ken. As a child, or a younger man, so to speak, that was the one thing we hated doing, was cleaning the chicken coop, because that stuff has got a smell all of its own.
Oh, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, you take a deep breath outside the door, you run in with a dun fork, you break something free. Of course, it don't break free right off, so you're in there sucking wind. You come out the door, you take another deep breath, your eyes are watering, your throat burns. I mean, that is... Back when I was a kid, the first job I ever had was working for a guy by the name of Joe Hickory. Joe Hickory was a body and fender man.
Yeah.
And he said about body and fender work is... it's like poo, although I'm sure he didn't say poo, but the more you stir it, the worse it stinks. So them poor folks over there in Sweden, I mean, it's, I don't know. But it just goes to show you what happens in this studio goes worldwide.
Uh-huh.
It has an effect on everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it never conceived, perceived, thought about anything like that, and the music to go to the Dump By studio there on Stowe Street in Waterbury.
I got to apologize to all the sports fans that I might have offended last week.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I got out of here, I went home and I watched a Brewers-Dodgers ball game. And I'm telling you right now, it was nice to see something different on TV. So I get it, guys. I get the sport thing. I understand.
Well, you know that next Sunday...
Mother's Day?
No, that's the day, you silly. We were celebrating Mother's Day today, and
yeah,
we've involved a lot of other things in it as well, Farmer Dave. Let me see, what were we going to do next?
Well, you wanted another Mother's Day song, as I remember, right?
Well, that's exact.
Well, oh, you know, I'm just trying to...
Your perception is so great.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Well, he's got this crystal ball in front of him there, Kenley, so it's, you know, the man knows.
How long are you going to be, by the way, how long are you going to be in the coop up there?
Well, we don't know, do we?
Oh, so you're during the...
Neither does the president. We're in the coop.
We're in the coop.
Soup. Yeah.
We'll be in the coop till they realize chickens can get corona from humans.
Yeah, that's the quietest coop I ever heard. I mean, usually there's some activity up there.
You know what? They're trained.
Oh, they are?
They're trained. It's almost like they're capons. And they're very, very silent until 10 o'clock or a little thereafter while we provide this wonderful, sentimental, old-time favorite music. Yeah.
This is from Mom, huh?
Yeah, from Mom. Mother's Day, of course.
Since I still appreciate you, let's find love while we may. Because I know I'll hate you when you are old and gray. say you love me here and now. I'll make the most of that. Say you love and trust me, for I know you'll disgust me when you're old and getting fat. An awful debility, a lessened utility, a loss of mobility is a strong possibility. In all probability, I'll lose my virility, and you your fertility and desirability. And this liability of total sterility will lead to hostility and a sense of futility. So let's act with agility while we still have facility, for we'll soon reach senility and lose the ability. Your teeth will start to go, dear. Your waist will start to spread. In 20 years or so, dear, I'll wish that you were dead. I'll never love you then at all the way I do today. So please remember when I leave in December, I told you so in May.
Not a beautiful Mother's Day selection for you this morning.
Haven't you got any kind of a song that creates a nice feeling of warmth and, you know, devotion to mother?
Well, what do you think the whole program has been about?
Oh.
For pity's sake. Yes. Had a little march music in here today, and what else?
Oh, we had
I thought we sort of covered the pretty well.
Are you going to continue this next week? Because
what?
Mother's Day is next.
No, it's the day is Mother's Day. Next week we'll do something different. Yes.
Okay.
I can't believe we're doing it before Mother's Day. Normally it'd be like 6 months after Mother's Day when we'd have a Mother's Day show.
It's a little prelude. You call it a prelude? Prelude? What you've been doing today?
Can I?
You got a poem you want to read?
You're trying to confuse me. Okay. Oh, my God, I didn't do that, did I?
No.
Oh, I have to do it now. Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I've got it right here in my hand. Yes. This is from Ron Gordon. Ron Gordon, who's a regular dumpster. And trying to give us a little chance to smile, he says. Pay attention now. You ready, both of you?
Yes, we are.
Hey, 6 feet away. You must keep your distance. I'm healthy. No virus. And building up resistance. Take out one TP. Now, that means toilet paper roll.
Yes.
Take out one TP roll from your closet and give it a measure. And yes, quick, put it back in your secret hoarded treasure. 4.5 inches wide is how ours met the ruler. Then do some third grade math. This couldn't be cooler. Roll after roll. After roll after roll, 16 in all you'll need. That's 72 inches. Hey, that's 6 feet indeed. So out and about, proudly tout your 16 rolls with great pride, and be ready when someone crosses into your healthy divide. When folks stand too close and encroach in your zone, set out your measuring rolls as you'll do round your throne. Beautiful. Have them respect the safe social distance you need. And if you do, but they're sad and begin a thin paper plead, give them one roll as a favor. You'll make safety zone friends. And we all know you have TP galore. You'll be flush to the very ends. Huh? Isn't that beautiful? That's the work of Ron Gordon.
And all right, Ron.
That's going to be the new top poetry of the year thus far from Ron Gordon. I don't know where he lives, but what a good soul he is.
Did he send that in to you, or did you receive it from
him? He sent it in to me, for heaven's sake.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know how you got it.
All these others. There's scads of them, and I have them over here in an old grain sack, and I reach in and come through them and keep trying to find something better than before. And this is terrific, don't you think?
Yeah, we like to feature a lot of local artists, don't we? From
yes, we do.
Whether it's poetry or music or whatever.
Boy, do we have the great ones.
We do.
Yeah.
I got another one here that we haven't heard in for a while.
Let's play it.
Okay, this is a group called,
I
can find out now, Vermont.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just another great group.
Doesn't matter? I just thought I'd give them some recognition. We'll just play it and then we'll take it from there. Okay.
First thing I remember knowing was the smell of bacon blowing and the skillet glowing with the eggs inside. That was what we had for brunch, chips and onion rings for lunch, and for dinner there was meat that Mama fried. Our whole family loved its dinner and we never got much thinner, and the truth to tell we never really tried. 'Cause we never had no wishes for them dietetic dishes. Sister baked, Papa broiled, but Mama fried. And I turned 21 in surgery, one bypass left to go. If it weren't for all them doctors, I'd have died. I'd have died. My cholesterol was high, but my intelligence was low. I ate every doggone thing my Mama fried. Depressed, and they're poking through my chest, and my life once blessed is now a rocky ride. No more butter, no more fat, guess I'll have to live with that, but I'm gonna miss that stuff my Mama fried. And I turned 21 in surgery, one bypass left to go. If it weren't for all them doctors, I'd have died. I'd have died. My cholesterol was high, but my intelligence was low. I ate every doggone thing my Mama fried. I ate every doggone thing my Mama fried.
A lot of talent here in Vermont, huh, Ken?
You know, we didn't, and I guess we should.
Yeah.
Honor whoever desired.
That was a group called Woodchuck's Revenge.
And that's a Vermont group.
Vermont group, yeah.
Do you know where they're from?
I do not. Nope.
Well, they sound like Kingdom people.
They could be.
I guess we're getting down to it now. Well, that gets me back to my essay for today about what I've discovered about the president. I think he's scat. I think he's scared crazy of the military because he knows that over and over again, generation after generation, all of a sudden they rise up and they could be trouble. You do note that he got those, what was it, 5 deferments because he had what in his feet?
Bone spurs.
Oh, okay. Well, something like that, right. And I think that he thinks someone's going to be treading on his toes. And so it seems like it'd be so easy to just call up the National Guard or call up Phil Scott, for God's sake. He seems to be able to make things happen in a good manner for the state of Vermont. But we're still trying to get the serums and all of that, not syrups, but serums, to get us remedied from this malady that...
Maple syrup is the answer, Ken.
Yeah, well, it could be. Well, it is for many of us, and unfortunately, you know, too many people like it, and that's a difficulty.
You can't inject it. It's too thick.
Yeah, and it's squandered all over the country. When people get a little taste of that, get a little taste of Vermont, next thing you know, they'll all want to live here, and then you know what's going to happen. Oh, it's not a good sight at all.
Sound like a cranky old man this morning, you know? Yeah,
well, I keep wandering off the subject, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Well, I'll get back next week. But we must have the hymn of the day right now.
It's all set for you. However you want to set it up, we're ready to go.
Okay. We're not going to do the football song. No.
It's up to you. Whatever you want to do.
No, I want to do. I want to do what everybody wants us to do. Did we lose? Did we lose Butter Bing?
He's gone. Yeah, he left as soon as
gone.
Yeah, he had
gone.
Things. He had things to do this morning.
Never
so.
Said goodbye. Just like. You see, that's why I need to be in the studio. Being up here lonely by myself on the top of the mountain in my little coop and making all these pioneer suggestions for things we can talk about and consider and hopefully learn from, of course, yes. For all of you malcontents and woodchucks that listen to this thing every week, yeah. Well, we've got to settle down because we're at that point in the day. It's hymn time. Yes, once again, we ask all of you who have been with us on a Saturday morn to join us, yes, in reaching for higher ground, to think better thoughts, and to pray for better days ahead. Are we ready?
All set.
All set?
Yep.
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time, and know we will not see the sun tomorrow, we may think with deep regret of all the things we leave behind, but oh, my friends, do not give in to sorrow. On the other shore, we will reunite with all the things we ever owned before. Our single socks will all be to their rightful pairs restored. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. As we near those golden sidewalks floating on the clouds above, assuming heaven is our destination, we may glance behind for one last look at everything we love, but truly there's no call for reservations. On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have piles and piles of jeans we can't fit into anymore. We'll wear all those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred Labor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. We'll find books we bought in college and sold for half price unread, and sacks of earring backs lost under someone's bed, and baseball cards and army men and model planes galore, and every tiny plastic high-heeled Barbie ever wore. On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have giant storage units free of charge forevermore, where our tax receipts will all be saved in bags upon the floor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore, on the other shore. We'll find National Geographic's from 1974. Our children's art will cover God's refrigerator door. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
Well, that completes the Iliad and the Odyssey for today.
Yeah, both of them, yeah.
Yeah, got it all in there. We got Mother's Day celebrated in the proper manner.
Week early, but that's all right. What the heck?
No, that's I have to talk to you after the program.
Well, it's next Sunday is when Mother's Day.
No, today when we gave out the lilies at Thunder Road for the first race of the year, that was always Mother's Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever you say.
Okay. Well, whatever I say is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
From the coop. All right. Well, we'll be back here again next week, I presume.
Farmer Dave, you'll be here next week, I hope.
I'll be here.
Oh, good. Thank God.
I will not go back to my recliner, and when I get up, I'll get up and go do my chores, and I'll be down here in plenty of time. So.
Oftentimes I say he's the only voice of reason during this hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave your hand on the radio. Leave it there all week.
Oh, yes.
And pray that we get Farmer Dave back. And bada-bing, goodness sakes, we've lost him. Oh, God, it's hard running this thing from up here.
Well, you're not running it from up here.
Over the Green Mountains. Oh, that's right. No, no.
That's right.
I beg your pardon.
Yes.
Jack is running.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah.
A mere sidelight. Yes.
Cog in the wheel. Cog in the wheel.
It'll be reflected in your paycheck, Jack.
What paycheck?
Well, we're going to leave now and get ready for the Outlaw Saturday morning.
Yes.
Yeah, and all those gamblers and wild people. Boys and girls that do strange things.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, they're ready to attack.
This program in memory of?
Oh, yeah. Kenley Dean Squire here and does this program each and every Saturday in memory of Buster.
So you're leaving the coop to do something productive?
What?
You're leaving the coop to do something productive today or what?
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty exhausted. This has worn me right to the thin.
Worn you?
Yeah.